This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 32, Biography of August Pfluger, the Representative from Texas. General Information. August Pfluger is a Republican politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Texas's 11th Congressional District. He was first elected in 2020, succeeding Mike Conaway, who retired after serving for 16 years. Pfluger's district covers a large part of West Texas, including Midland, Odessa, and San Angelo. Early life and education. August Lee Pfluger was born on December 28, 1978, in San Angelo, Texas. He grew up in a family with a strong military background. His father, Warren Pfluger, was a retired Air Force colonel. Pfluger attended Central High School in San Angelo, where he was active in sports and student government. After high school, he pursued higher education at the United States Air Force Academy, graduating with a Bachelor of Science degree in Political Science in 2000. Following his undergraduate studies, Pfluger continued his education at the University of Texas at Austin, where he earned a Master of Public Affairs from the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs in 2002. He later attended the Air Command and Staff College, receiving a Master of Military Operational Art and Science in 2010. Early career. Upon graduating from the Air Force Academy, August Pfluger was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Air Force. His military career spanned over two decades, during which he served in various capacities, including as a fighter pilot, flying the F-22 Raptor. Pfluger's military service included multiple deployments, notably to the Middle East, where he supported operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was recognized for his leadership and received several commendations, including the Meritorious Service Medal. After retiring from active duty with the rank of lieutenant colonel, Pfluger transitioned into civilian life, focusing on energy policy and national security. He worked as a consultant for energy companies in West Texas, leveraging his understanding of both military strategy and energy markets. Election history. In 2020, August Pfluger announced his candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives from Texas's 11th District. The seat was open due to the retirement of incumbent Mike Conaway. The primary election was competitive, with several candidates vying for the Republican nomination. Pfluger emerged as the winner in a runoff election against fellow Republican Jody Arrington, securing 55% of the vote. In the general election, Pfluger faced Democrat John Mark Hogg, winning with approximately 79% of the vote, reflecting the district's strong Republican leanings. His campaign focused on conservative values, energy independence, and national security. Pfluger was sworn into office on January 3, 2021, beginning his term in the 117th United States Congress. Political stances. August Pfluger is known for his conservative stances, particularly on issues related to energy, national security, and economic policy. He supports the expansion of oil and gas production, arguing for energy independence as a means to bolster national security and economic stability. On national security, Pfluger advocates for a strong military presence and has been vocal about the need for robust defense spending. He has expressed concerns over threats from countries like China, Iran, and Russia, pushing for policies that would counteract these threats. Economically, Pfluger supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that lower taxes stimulate economic growth. He has been critical of regulations that he believes hinder business operations, particularly in the energy sector. Regarding immigration, Pfluger supports border security enhancements, including the construction of a border wall and stricter immigration enforcement. He has also voiced support for policies aimed at reducing illegal immigration while advocating for legal immigration pathways that benefit the U.S. economy. On social issues, Pfluger aligns with traditional conservative values, opposing abortion and supporting gun rights. He has co-sponsored legislation aimed at protecting Second Amendment rights and has been a proponent of pro-life legislation. Throughout his tenure, Pfluger has maintained a focus on representing the interests of West Texas, emphasizing the region's role in national energy production and its unique cultural and economic needs. August Pfluger, the representative for Texas's 11th congressional district, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. His background as a former Air Force officer and his commitment to national security resonate deeply with voters who prioritize defense and military affairs. Pfluger's firsthand experience in military operations provides him with a unique perspective on the importance of a strong national defense, which he actively promotes in Congress. One of the key reasons people support Pfluger is his advocacy for energy independence. Texas, being a major hub for oil and gas, benefits from Pfluger's policies that aim to reduce regulatory burdens on the energy sector. His efforts to streamline regulations and support the fossil fuel industry are seen as vital for economic growth and job creation in the district, which has a significant number of constituents employed in these industries. Pfluger's stance on economic issues also plays a crucial role in his support base. He champions free market principles, advocating for lower taxes and less government intervention in business. This approach appeals to many in his district who believe in economic freedom and the entrepreneurial spirit, fostering an environment where businesses can thrive without excessive governmental oversight. His commitment to conservative values is another pillar of his support. Pfluger's positions on issues like the Second Amendment, pro-life policies, and religious freedom align closely with the conservative ethos prevalent in West Texas. His vocal opposition to what he perceives as federal overreach in these areas reassures his constituents that their values are being represented in Washington. Moreover, Pfluger's engagement with his community cannot be understated. He maintains an active presence in his district, participating in local events, town halls, and maintaining open lines of communication with his constituents. This accessibility makes him relatable and trusted, as people feel their voices are heard directly by their representative. His legislative record also reflects a focus on rural issues, which are critical for his district. Pfluger has pushed for legislation that supports agriculture, water rights, and rural health care, addressing the specific needs of his constituents who live in less urbanized areas. By focusing on these issues, he demonstrates an understanding of the unique challenges faced by rural communities. Lastly, Pfluger's approach to immigration and border security has won him favor among those concerned with these issues. His district borders Mexico, and his policies aim at enhancing border security while advocating for legal immigration processes. This stance is popular among voters who see border security as integral to national sovereignty and community safety. In summary, August Pfluger's support stems from his military background, his advocacy for energy and economic freedom, his alignment with conservative values, his community engagement, his focus on rural issues, and his policies on immigration and border security. These elements combine to make him a representative who not only understands but actively works to address the priorities of his constituents in Texas's 11th District. August Pfluger, the representative for Texas's 11th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary criticisms leveled against Pfluger is his stance on environmental issues. Many constituents and environmental groups argue that his policies favor the oil and gas industry at the expense of environmental protection. His support for deregulation in these sectors is seen as a direct threat to the natural landscapes and resources of West Texas, which are vital for both ecological balance and local tourism. Opponents claim that his legislative actions could lead to increased pollution and degradation of the environment, which directly impacts the health and quality of life of his constituents. Another point of contention is Pfluger's approach to healthcare. His votes against expanding healthcare coverage, particularly his opposition to the Affordable Care Act, have drawn ire from those who believe that access to affordable healthcare is a fundamental right. Critics argue that his policies could leave many in his district without adequate medical services, especially in rural areas where healthcare facilities are already scarce. This stance is often seen as prioritizing political ideology over the well-being of his constituents. Pfluger's economic policies also contribute to his lack of support among some voters. His advocacy for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, while not addressing the economic disparities within his district, has been criticized as out of touch with the needs of the average Texan. Many feel that these policies exacerbate income inequality and do not provide sufficient support for small businesses or the middle class, which are the backbone of the local economy. His critics argue that his economic vision does not align with the immediate needs of his district, focusing instead on broader, less tangible benefits. Furthermore, Pfluger's positions on social issues have alienated a segment of his electorate. His conservative views on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control are at odds with a growing number of residents who advocate for more progressive policies. His staunch opposition to gun control measures, even in the face of rising gun violence, has been particularly contentious, with many feeling that he prioritizes Second Amendment rights over public safety. This has led to a perception that he is not responsive to the evolving demographic and cultural shifts within his district. Lastly, there's a sentiment among some voters that Pfluger lacks engagement with his constituents. Reports of limited town halls, infrequent updates, and a perceived lack of transparency in his legislative activities have fostered a sense of disconnect. People feel that their voices are not being heard, and decisions are being made without adequate community input. This perceived lack of representation has fueled dissatisfaction and a desire for a representative who is more accessible and accountable to the district's needs. In summary, the reasons for not supporting August Pfluger as representative for Texas 11 are multifaceted, encompassing environmental, healthcare, economic, social, and representational issues. These criticisms reflect a broader call for a representative who aligns more closely with the diverse needs and values of the district's population. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.